Hey, hey, it's Totally Tori, where no dream is too big, and we inspire you to run after that dream. Totally Tori's Tips to the Top. Hello, hello, it's Totally Tori here. We are back this week with another episode where we will be interviewing a rock star named Courtney on the team. Before we dive in, you know the drill. If you have not already hit subscribe, please do so now. If you could leave us a 5-star review, love it, love it, love it, because it will help us get this podcast out to more and more people. And if you find value, please share it over on Instagram at Totally Tori Armstrong. You can tag me or Facebook Tori Armstrong. So let's not waste any more time. I want to dive in so that you guys can hear from this rising star. She has so many nuggets to share with you, so make sure to get your pen and paper out and let's go.
And I'm gonna pass it over to you, Courtney. I want you to tell us, you know, what made you decide to join this business in the beginning, and give us a little bit of like past, like history. What did you do before you started this business?
So for me, I was actually customer first. So I was one of those people that was on Facebook watching stories, and I saw one of my friends, Lumi, spying her face. And I had horrible skin after my son Duke was born. I had all the blackheads, I had the hormonal acne, like the forehead was out of control, the flakes, my skin was dry but oily. And so I followed her like every day, and I needed a Lumi spa. So I saved up my money, because at the time, my ex-husband and I owned a cafe, so a restaurant in a small town, and we weren't making a lot of money. Like, brick and mortar businesses aren't all they're cracked up to be. And I had to save up, and I got myself a Lumi spa, loved it so much that I went to her and asked how I could share the Lumi spa, and she told me to put up a toothpaste post. So I was kind of a jack of all trades. Like, most recently before this business, I owned a restaurant, but before that, I was a scuba diving instructor, I was an executive assistant, I was an early childhood educator, I was a waitress, like, traveled all over the world, so I really have a little bit of everything.
I love it. It sounds like you like adventures. How have you grown through this journey so far, and what types of things have you invested in to help your personal development grow?
So when I started this business, and you know this, Tori, I was like a hot mess. I never took the time to look at my life and sort of assess it from how I was causing a lot of the problems, right? So in this business, I truly believe to my core that your paycheck aligns with your development of self. And so when I started this business, you know, I had a drinking problem. I had, you know, a history of, you know, not so great relationships. And I didn't really know much about myself because of things that had happened to me in my past. Like, I was always running away from my past instead of facing things like straight on. And in this business, you know, we'll talk about personal growth. And I was one of those people that was like, I don't need that. Oh, heck no. at the beginning, until, you know, during the C word, when the world was shut down, we didn't have an opportunity to go to any events or really to get on to success trips. But after about a year had passed, I was able to go to my first event. And, you know, I was still drinking then, and that's sort of when I had to take a long, hard look at myself and say, hey, I'm the problem here. The reason why I'm not growing and my business isn't growing and, you know, things weren't great at home, a lot of that is me. And that is really difficult for a lot of people to do, drinking problem or not, to look in the mirror and say, hey, you and I need to have a talk, because what we're doing now is not going to work for what we want in the future. And when I went to my first event, that's when I met the people in this business, and I realized, oh my gosh, they are all the light. The leaders of this business are the light, and they are selfless, and they are giving, and they do personal development. And so that's when about a year into my journey, I was like, okay, enough is enough. I'm going to start doing personal development. And I've been doing it ever since. And that's really when my leadership and my business grew exponentially, was when I was like, okay, Courtney, you're the problem. We need to work on us. And I actually, with Tori, went to some personal development courses from a company that we both love. And that has really been a huge investment, like literally an investment of time and money, but it has paid off in my relationships, in my parenting, and in my business. So it's not just for business that we work on ourselves, but we become the best version of ourselves for all the different aspects of our life. And then all the different aspects of our life benefit from those things that we do.
It's so powerful because it truly is. Like, it is a story of becoming, and you can't hit a certain level without becoming, or you hit it and you fall right back down. And so if our goal is to keep getting better and keep improving, it's really becoming whole and facing those. So I'm so proud of you for your journey. I love being part of it. I love that we were able to grow together. And from what I've witnessed, it's just been incredible. It's been a true transformation for you. And when you were talking about pointing the finger back at you, I heard once that everybody points the finger out, but when you're pointing your finger out, there's three fingers pointing back in. And so that's always stuck with me. Whenever something goes wrong, it's like, I want to do the blame game. If that finger's pointing out, I'm like, there's three back at me. What can I look at inside me? And so I feel like as humans, if we could do that and look more at, like, what can I change? Okay, that's the situation, but what can I do? How can I face it? How can I move forward by my actions? So many nuggets of wisdom there. So tell us, what are three habits that you've developed since starting this business?
So daily consistency is something that's really important in this business. So, I mean, when I started, I was so hungry to change my current situation, because when we owned the restaurant, it became very clear to me very quickly that I wasn't going to be raising my children. They were going to go from home daycare to family friends' house in the evenings, because we had to be there all the time. We had zero time for our kids, and that just was not sitting well with me. That was not how I was going to raise my children. And so when I saw the vision that this opportunity could provide for me and my children, that's when I started really buckling down. But as things grew and I am now able to stay at home and do this, I had to buckle down and be like, okay, there's things that I need to accomplish every day, and those things are our income-producing activities. So I really make sure that every day, you know, I'm following up with customers, I'm, you know, following up with our referral posts, our shout-out system, that I'm sharing the business. So I would say that for me, those are the three big habits that I have to do every single day. It's follow up with customers, follow up with my business activities that produce an income, because that's kind of what we're here for, right? We get a lot of other benefits from the business, but at the end of the day, this is how I support my family. And so I would say daily consistent actions that produce something in your business. We're either sharing it and helping others with the business, we're continuing to have good relationships with our customers, but really showing up every day so that you stay relevant and at the forefront of everybody's mind, so that they know, like, if I ever want to do something like Courtney, she's there to help me.
And you do an amazing job showing up every day. I know if there's like a day where it's quiet in Messenger or quiet, it's like, hey, where are you? What's going on? I'm like, Courtney, it's Christmas. You can relax. You're like, what? But I love that, because you've got that hunger inside just to be the best you can be. And so on that note, when days are hard, because we all are going to have hard days in this business, we wish they were all great, but those hard days that happen, how do you stay motivated and how do you get up and do the work on those days?
So on the days when things aren't going my way, I have to dig in my toolbox, like love all the analogies. But honestly, with the personal development that especially Tori and I have done through PSI, we have toolboxes that I sometimes really have to dig into and be like, okay, I'm at the source of this. Like, what can I do to change things up? So a lot of it is that look in the mirror and like, am I really going to let this thing that's bothering me right now drag me down? I'm going to look inside. And some things that I personally do to like lift my spirits out of the funk is I'll listen to worship music. So ever since I stopped drinking, my relationship with God has become much stronger. And so worship music, I love singing. So I have a few songs that I know if I'm in the funk, I will put those songs on. I actually have it right here on my speaker. And I will like sing it out in my house because I'm home alone. And that really lifts my spirits and reminds me that sometimes we have to let go and let God, and that we're not in control of everything. Like you said, Tori, you know, the fingers are always pointing back at yourself. But something I learned, you know, in the years of doing this business is like, I only have control over myself. I do not control anybody else, like literally nobody else. So I'm in control of my actions, my reactions, and I can either sit in the funk or I can try and get myself out of the funk. And so worship music, putting on a podcast of, you know, someone who kind of like kicks my butt back into gear. Like I love Ed Milet podcast recently, or a good audio book. I've been re-listening to The Secret, if you guys know about that one. So really just on those days, sort of stopping myself in the tracks of being in a funk and saying, okay, what can we do to dig ourselves out of this?
Which I think is really important, because when you have such magnetic energy like you have, it controls a room really fast. So if you're up, everybody around you is up. But if you're down, you can quickly bring everybody around you down. And I know that's something that I had to learn. There's days that if I disappear, everyone's like, oh, I'm so happy. Everything's going to be great for you. I'm like, no, that's not the case. You just don't see me on those days, because if I've got to work on myself, I can recognize it quickly. I can check out. And I have a similar routine where I'm like, have music on my songs. I really like sit in my thoughts, do meditation. And so I love hearing that you have a similar routine, because it's really powerful to be able to catch yourself in it and know exactly what you need to do to bring yourself out of it. And so let me hear about a low point in the business, how you got through it. I think we always learn from struggles, so it's powerful to hear a struggle that maybe you went through and how you were able to get through it.
So most recently, I think in about like November of 2023, I realized for the first time in 6 trips that I wasn't going to earn a trip. And you know, in this business, I think it's really important to look at the gains. So there's another, you know, personal development book called The Gap and the Gain. I think that's what it's called. And that concept is something really important that I have to remind myself often of, is that I've got a lot of really awesome things going on in my life. And, you know, up until recently, so up until about a year ago, I was a single mom. But I met a wonderful man who I'm now engaged to. And the year of 2023 has been a lot of, you know, learning how to not be a single mom, as weird as that sounds. Because, you know, as a single person, I could do everything the way that I wanted to do it, right? Like, I could do my babies and what they needed to do and my business. And, like, that was my very small little world. And so learning new skills and then getting engaged to, like, the man of my dreams and starting to build this life together, I'm looking at those gains Whereas, you know, I could look at it as like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't earn that trip, but I had to choose to look at all the amazing things that happened in my personal life in 2023. So sometimes for people like me, and I think Tori, you might be like this too, like sometimes like the business can be like almost all encompassing. But I had to dig into my toolbox and look at all the amazing gains that I have in my life and just accept that it's okay to be a beginner again. Because I'm definitely feeling like 2024 is kind of like the butterfly year. Like, it's time to rebuild. It's time to grow more and accept that, like, hey, I may not have hit the goal that I wanted to, but this year is a new opportunity to do that and do it in a new way. And I'm really excited for that.
It's almost like the sacrifice that had to be paid to move forward because, yeah, 2023, and you did an amazing job not spiraling when all of this was going down because I know your love for travel is just like my love for travel, and it is to not hit something, it can almost be like soul-crushing, and I know how high of a standard you have for yourself, but like you said, there were so many great things. And I remember having the conversation with you thinking, do you realize how much growth you've done this year? How much time you've spent on working on yourself? Like, you're sober. You just got engaged to the man of your dreams. You bought a house. Like, all of these great things. It gives me chills even saying it just because you have like completely turned your life around. You have two beautiful children that literally think the world of their mom, and like to have a role model like that, to think what Daisy and Duke are going to do when they get older. I mean, Daisy's wired just like you too, just so you know. So it's pretty incredible to witness and to be part of that journey. So the way you handled that situation, although it was, yeah, it was hard to accept, you did an amazing job at accepting it and moving forward and knowing like what I have to do for the next one. And you will. You're going to come back with that fire, and you are already back with that fire. You'll hit that next trip, which I believe is Whistler, Canada, which is going to be incredible. And I'm just really proud of you. So on that note, tell us the opposite, the flip side. What is like a moment, like something you achieved that felt so great? How did you celebrate it?
So it's actually not like a huge... Let me rephrase that. So it's a huge deal, I think, but in the past, like I said, so like being a single mom, like hitting the ranks, doing the things, like those were always kind of like, they were loud victories when we were out, you know, celebrating at an event all together, the women who do this business, right? So like on success trips or at corporate, at recognition night, like that's when I got to celebrate out loud. But at home, you know, like a three-year-old and a four-year-old, they don't really know what that means, right? So it actually, in 2023, one of my biggest like high moments, I think, was actually, you know, getting Justin into the business, because that was actually a lifelong dream of mine as well. Like, there's some people, you know, in our business that do this as a couple, and I've always just, that would be so amazing. And it was happy coincidence that Justin actually had experience with a business like this before, and he thought it was actually pretty cool, because we hear a lot of stories, you know, where there's an unsupportive partner or an unsupportive spouse to when they start out, right? And so he actually was supportive from the beginning, and then to actually have him doing it with me, and he's actually coming to corporate with us, and to be able to bring him on a success trip and, you know, have him involved in such a big way is really, really awesome. So I'm taking that as like something that now I have somebody to celebrate the wins with in the business that like gets it, which is really, really cool. And that's actually one of the things that like in the near future I'm most excited about, is him coming to corporate and seeing all the things and meeting all the people, and he'll actually be able to see me speak on stage, which I'm really excited about.
Yes, is he gonna walk across stage with you?
I think he might walk arm in arm with me as, you know, my...
I love him.
As my date.
It means so much, too, because you put so much into the business, and you, like you said, you've been a single mom for how long? You were trying to get a house, and then you found the man of your dreams, and then to have him come into the business, it's like, it just sounds perfect. Everything came together, you have the support system, and to be able to do that together and grow together, it's truly incredible. So, all right, let's switch gears a little bit. Tell us, building your business, whether you are adding people to your team, what do you do? What kinds of tips do you have? Do you have a number one tip with building your team?
So I would just say, I always call my style like charmingly persistent. That's what I like to think of it as, because I think when people start this business, they're like, oh, I don't want to be pushy. But I'm like, I'm not pushy. I'm charmingly persistent because there's people on my team, business partners, that, you know, had to watch for 2 years or 3 years or 4 years, right? There's a gal who recently put up a post, and she was my son's babysitter 5 years ago, right? So she's seen the whole transformation and then was finally like, I think I'm ready. So she knew, like, because what we had talked about before, Tori, you know, like showing up every day so people know that you're still doing this business, like showing up in a big way. I have an opportunity, I'm proud of it, and I want to help you. And when their timing is right, because you've been so charmingly persistent, they will come to you and say, okay, I'm ready now. And there's so many people on my team where I had to mention it multiple times over 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, right? So I would say be charmingly persistent and do not just take the first no or not right now or I'm too busy at face value. Like, keep going and put them on a list.
Charmingly persistent. I love it. That's so great. And we've had that recent discovery. I know in one of our top leaders chats, we've been talking about that. We do calls weekly. And in that chat, it came up that all these people, it takes 5, 8, 10 times of sharing the business and circling back. And a recent discovery that we found on the team is some people don't share the business, or maybe they share the business, but they only share it one time and they either get ignored or they get a no and then they give up and never circle back. When actually all the beauty is in the follow-up, all the beauty is in the circle back. Hey, seasons change, it's a different point. How are you doing with life? Where are you at? Staying connected. And sometimes it takes 5 years. And so if you can be charmingly persistent, you will be the winner of the game. So go ahead and give us a sales tip. So I know that you love rocking out sales and you get excited, and I can definitely relate with that, because what we do, especially in our position, we have large teams and we're in that leadership role. But a lot of times, like, it's fun to go back to the sales side. So do you have any tips that you can give around sales?
So another thing that I like to be charmingly persistent about is my Lumi Spa. And I'm really excited for another device that we have coming. So I'm really excited by devices and I love selling them. So what I like to do is always have them in my stories or in my VIP group, so that people know kind of like the opportunity that, you know, when their skin goes bad or when they've had enough of, you know, a certain skin problem that they might have, that I'm the person that they can come to, especially when the company does like a promo, that they flock because they've been watching, because I'm using it every day. So I think being a product of the product is really your best sales tool, because people know, oh yeah, I ordered that thing from her, now I need a refill. Oh yeah, I've been watching her, oh man, that holiday, that really did a number for my cellulite, right? Or like, oh yeah, I'm so bloated now, like I need that thing that she was talking about. So I think it's just not shying away from being loud about what you're offering, because people aren't going to know what you have unless you're loud about it, right? And not in an obnoxious way. I think we we do a very good job in our business of being like tasteful about it. You know, if you go to my wall on my Facebook profile, you're not going to be like, oh my gosh, like it's the sales network. You're going to be like, oh yeah, she's a mom and she's sober and she's in an awesome relationship and, you know, different aspects of my life with like a sprinkle, right? But in my stories every day, I'm, you know, talking about the things that I love and that I use. And then even in real life, people are going to be like, oh, her skin's nice. I wonder what she does, right? So being a product of the product, I think, and just taking care of your customers really well, right? Like customers like to be treated well. So follow up and, yeah.
Great tips because yes, especially when we're on a platform where we have stories, you can be in there every day. There's times where you can use products and you don't even have to be talking about the products. You could be talking about life, doing gut health, talking about life, doing your Lumi spa, and they see it being used every day. And when they think about it, they're ready to go. And also what you said about being loud about it reminded me of somebody who had passed away this past year in our, you know, in network marketing space, Jessie Lee. I'll never forget, like when I think of network marketing, I think of her because she was everywhere. She was on every platform. And it was like, you thought of network marketing, you thought of her because she was loud with everything. So there was no doubt of what she did. And so that does come in my head often of like, I want people to know, I don't ever want people to guess what I'm doing. I want them to know what I sell. I want them to know that I'm building my team. And if we're putting that out there when the timing's right, they'll go after it. Okay, last question for you. And I'm very curious what this is because I know that you read a lot of books. So what is your favorite book and why is your favorite?
Well, I don't actually read a lot of books. I listen to a lot of books. My favorite? That's a really hard question. I think, like, I have a few over there. That's a tough one. So I really, really liked The Miracle Morning. So that is an awesome book that talks about daily habits, just that will set you up to win. But I'd be lying if I said that I always do my miracle mornings, but it's definitely a good one. And then I think probably The Secret, because I think that a lot of people don't know how powerful they truly are. And The Secret really opens your eyes to the power that you have. And I think more people need to know about it because we are so powerful if we just retrain our brains to think, not necessarily like the right way, but if we retrain our brains to be like, I am a magnet for success, I am a magnet for ideal business partners, money flows easily to me from expected and unexpected places all the time. And if those things are like constantly running through our minds instead of worry and anxiety and stress and I'm so busy, like if those are the things that you're telling yourself, that's what you're going to attract, right? It's all about attraction. So like if that's the vibe you're giving off, you're only going to keep getting more of busyness and stress and anxiety and sickness, right? Negative attracts negative, like, and The Secret does a really good job of illustrating how we can flip it.
So, so true. What we think about is what comes. So our mind is really powerful. A thought becomes a thing. And I actually love mantras. I have on my Spotify list, I have some money mantras and I listen to them and energy mantras and I listen to those daily. And they're really powerful because they're filling your mind, getting you excited, that's your vibe. But I know you've inspired me to go back and reread The Secret. I don't know how many times I've read it, or I should say listen. I love Audible as well. So I think that you've inspired me to go back and listen to that. And what I was realizing when you were talking, on my road to the top 1% of the company, actually was in the thick of The Secret. Like, I had just finished that. That was my stretch of going to the top. And so I think it'd be a good time to circle back. And then the other book that you mentioned, The Miracle Morning, I love that. I have my routine that I do in the morning. And that was a change for me, because often what happened for me is I would wake up, I'd pick up my phone and start working right away. And then my bucket was never filled, and I would get frustrated, and I would almost resent the work when actually, like, I love the business. So, like, coming into that routine helped me. I don't do anything besides open up my, I get my coffee. It's also the habit stacking. I love atomic habits. I get my coffee and I sit down and I do my devotional and I do my gratitude journal and I write down my stuff for the day and really spend time right then and there in my devotional and in my gratitude journal and any type of journaling that I'm going to do. And so that sets the tone for my day. So I do that first before going in. So I love Miracle Morning. If you're looking to get into a routine, that's a great book for that. And I definitely am going to go back and reread The Secret. So,
and
go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, I feel really similar to you about the mornings. So I used to be the same way. Like, I would pick my phone up and, like, start reacting to the messages from team, from customers, from whoever, right? And, like, that's such a not great way to start your day, just, like, boom, go. So what I've found is, like, I try to leave my phone and I go and I do my my gratitude journal and do, like, my miracle morning writing, I guess you could say, like, my manifesting, and get Duke and Daisy, like, ready for the day. And it's a nice time that I can spend together with them instead of diving it, right? And then I touch my phone when I drop them off at school. So it's really, like, kind of, like, changed my dynamic with my kids as well, which I really like.
I love that too, because then your kids have the memory of their mom being present in the morning with them, and then you're making that fine line of, okay, now they're dropped off to school, it's work mode, we dive in, we get it done. So, such amazing tips. Thank you so much, Courtney.
And there you have it. So many amazing tips from this rising star, Courtney. I hope you guys had a pen and paper, because I know there was so much that I took away. With that, you guys have an amazing week, and I'll see you all back next week.